Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Alrighty, Christmas Eve, Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. I know kids are going to be waking up tomorrow expecting presents under their Christmas tree. If you're the Mets fan, I don't know what David Stearns has really done so far this offseason. So maybe you get some late stocking stuffers. Now joining us, Mets broadcaster Pat McCarthy here with us on The Fan. Pat, Merry Christmas. Appreciate the time. How are you?
Of course. Merry Christmas, Zach. Hope all's well.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. So I'm not upset with the Mets getting rid of Jeff McNeil. Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso, different story. Brandon Nimmo, I understood it. But when you pivot forward into what can the Mets add, a name that's emerged in the last 24 hours has been Ketel Marte. What do you kind of think if the Mets could go make a move for Marte to kind of bolster what's been so far a very quiet offseason for the Mets in terms of adding pieces?
Well, yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned all the pieces that are no longer with the organization. And at a certain point, this roster is going to have to be rebuilt and there are going to have to be bodies on the field. And if you can make Ketel Marte one of those bodies, this team got instantly better in a big way. He's one of the best players in baseball. Could be one of the most underrated players in baseball because of where he plays out in Arizona, so not everybody gets the chance to see him all the time. But, I mean, this is a guy that is an all-star pretty much every season, top five MVP. He's in a pretty friendly contract as well. So if you can go out and get a Ketel Marte, the question then becomes, where does he play? He's got the versatility to play over the diamond. But this team and this lineup gets a lot better if you go out and get a Ketel Marte. The question is, because of that contract, what is it going to cost you? And how much are you going to have to give up? Are you going to have to give up some of your high-end prospects to get a Ketel Marte? I fully believe that if you can go get him, you do, because there are very few players that can impact a lineup and impact a club the way Ketel Marte can.
You know, I saw a clip earlier this morning of Ken Rosenthal, and he said the Diamondbacks are only going to trade him if they get starting pitching back. Now, let's be real. Nolan McClain isn't getting traded for Ketel Marte, but Sproat or Tong, could you see one of those guys being enough in order to get Marte?
Enough? Not one for one by any means, but it would take one of those guys for sure, because Arizona as a team, they're a really interesting club because sometimes you feel like they're going to sell, then they go out and they spend massive money. And one of the areas that Mike Hazen and the front office in Arizona have tried to improve is starting pitching. They've already gone out and they brought back Merrill Kelly. I don't imagine Corbin Burnes is going to pitch at any point this season, but we saw the deal that they gave out to him. So it's going to take a Sproat or a Tong. It's going to be major league ready starting pitching, and both of those guys could easily be on an opening day rotation when 2026 camp breaks. Could both of those guys use some time in AAA on a roster that has full starting pitching? Probably. But both of those guys have proven that they can have success at the big league level already. So, yeah, I agree with you. McLain, untouchable. There's no world where Nolan McLain should be traded for anybody. He's that good. But guys like Sproat, guys like Tong, one of them will likely have to be moved if you're going to make a move for a guy of Ketel Marte's status.
And that'll be curious to see moving forward what else the Mets do. If they get this deal done or not, they still need starting pitching either way. Like, I can't rely on Kodai Senga. I can't rely on Minaya. But with that being said, you look at the names out there, Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez, Zach Gallen. Do you see David Stearns going on out and acquiring any one of those three to help bolster the starting rotation?
It's tough because it really hasn't been David Stearns' MO, as it's well documented, to sign guys to long-term starting pitching contracts. If I could see them getting one of those guys if the market dictates it, but it would be signing them to a three-year deal with an opt-out after year one or something like that, where kind of similar to what they did with Minaya a couple of years ago, where they signed him to a two-year deal with an opt-out after one and then allowed him to go test the market and then decided to bring him back. So if they're going to sign a Valdez, a Suarez, a Gallen, maybe they would bring... they would give a three-year deal, I think. I think they did that for Minaya. I could see them doing that for one of those guys. But David Stearns isn't going to hand out a seven-year contract. It's just not the way he operates. And we are finally seeing David Stearns have the ability to build a roster that he wants and have it be his roster. So I don't think he's going to go out and do something that he's not comfortable doing. But any one of those guys instantly makes this Mets rotation better. It's just going to have to be at the right price.
And I would imagine the same thing probably has to go in regards to when you look at the offense, a Kyle Tucker or a Cody Bellinger. He's not going to those crazy lengths of a 5-6-7-year contract, you'd imagine, right?
No question. The whole way of David Stearns operating right now is to create flexibility. Now, if there's an opportunity to go out and get a superstar, I think he's going to go out and get a superstar. He's proven that already. But he's also going to make this team better. And if having multiple 38, 39-year-olds making a lot of money 5 or 6 years down the road just isn't a recipe for success. So I'm not ruling out either one of those guys. Kyle Tucker doesn't make a ton of sense to me, just with the way the roster is currently constructed. But a guy like Cody Bellinger, especially without Jeff McNeil now, you need somebody to play left field, and you also need somebody that can be an impact bat in the middle of the lineup. So a guy like Bellinger makes a lot more sense, but again, it's going to have to be at the right terms.
What do you say to the Met fan right now, as Pat McCarthy's here with us, Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan, where you look at David Stearns, year one, they go to the NLCS. Year two, one of the worst second halves you'll ever see. They end up missing the postseason. Now, a lot of what we're talking about, at times the Mets look like, hey, they're a big market, Steve Cohen, you know, spend it all, win team. And then there's other times where it's, okay, this is more what Stearns did in a smaller market in Milwaukee. The Met fan that doesn't understand the vision, or the Met fan that is skeptical about David Stearns, like myself, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's going to be a slam dunk and the Mets are definitely going to win a World Series with him. What do you say to that type of Met fan that has serious remorse about Stearns with how the offseason has gone so far?
Yeah, I get it. I understand that when cornerstones of an organization leave, that there are people that are going to be skeptical. I think it would be concerning if people weren't, because it's a natural human reaction that when Alonso's, Nimmo's, Diaz's, McNeil's, all these guys leave, it is going to be an unrecognizable roster next year, just because guys that you're used to seeing for the last half decade plus are no longer going to be at Citi Field, and that's difficult. But David Stearns has a track record of doing things this way, and he had a lot of success in Milwaukee, and now he has the resources that he didn't have in Milwaukee, being Steve Cohen, as the ability to go out and spend big money. And it's difficult to see because it's just not the way that Mets fans are used to this Cohen regime operating, but Steve had always been very transparent about the luxury tax situation and going out and signing big-name free agents and big-price free agents, that it is not a recipe for long-term success, because eventually you can't go out and spend money all the time. You have to be able to build something from within. So I think that's what the Mets are trying to do right now, is create flexibility within the organization to bring up some of these younger players that are going to be cheaper, can be impactful, so that way you can go out and spend money on big-time free agents when necessary without necessarily having to pay 100% on the dollar. Because at the end of the day, these guys are businessmen, and it is about winning, yes, but it's also about making a profit. And Steve Cohen had been very honest about that over the last couple of years, saying that he knew that the way he had been operating while he tried to get this regime moving in the right direction wasn't sustainable. And I think we're starting to see that transition right now.
And we've seen some of those younger players, right, the last few years. Vientos have postseason moments. Then last year wasn't his best season. Brett Beatty's been up and down. Alvarez has been hurt a lot. We'll see what happens with Mauricio. Out of those four guys, Pat McCarthy, is there a guy that you're most confident in? Because so far, consistently, none of those four guys have really popped to a level of the way that they've been talked about.
Yeah, Mauricio, we just haven't seen enough. He hasn't had an opportunity. So I'm going to kind of push him into a different category, because I do think the tools are there. We haven't seen it. He's been hurt. He hasn't had opportunities. He hasn't been able to play. The other three guys, Vientos, Beatty, and Alvarez, are really interesting because all three of them have had success at different times, but we haven't had all three of them clicking at the right time. I think what we saw from Alvarez in the second half of last year when he came back from AAA was really encouraging, because I think there were people in the organization that were a little worried about how he was going to respond to his demotion. And
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was blown away with how he responded and how he came back. So I think that was really encouraging. So I'm hopeful that a healthy Francisco Alvarez can go out there and perform. Nobody can question how badly he wants to win and how badly he wants to be out there. He's a different cat, and he's got a really impressive makeup. I asked him last year in Miami towards the last weekend of the season. I had him on the pregame show, and I said, why are you doing this? You're playing with a broken hand. You're playing with a surgically repaired thumb. Like, what are you doing? Why are you out here? Like, nobody would fault you for just shutting it down and saying that it's not my year. So this has been the most challenging year of my career. And he said, I have an opportunity to help this team get to the playoffs, finish it on my two feet, and finish it on my terms. And he says, I want to do that. And he said, if I can do that, all the trials and the tribulations will be worth it. And I was like, wow, that's different. Because nobody would have faulted him for just shutting it down with the way that his body was beat up last year. So he's got a special makeup. And then what you saw from Brett Beatty this year is exciting, because again, he was kind of written off. He didn't really have a spot. He was a utility guy. He was sent to the minors. And at a certain point, he just came back and said, I'm not going back. And he proved that he can play second base when they need him to. He can play third base at a high level. So I was really encouraged by what I saw from Brett Beatty. And then for Vientos, it's interesting, right? Because he had this incredible breakout season 2 years ago. It seemed like everything was going right. He was every big spot he came through with one of the great playoff runs and then just never got it going this year. So I hope that Mark can get back because the lineup is so much deeper when Vientos is in it because of the pop that he has and the ability to use off field. So I'm most encouraged probably from what I saw from Brett Beatty just because of how of the sample size that we saw from it. But I'd love to see all three be impactful in 26.
Yeah, and you look at those youngsters and then you see the youngsters in the rotation. And we already talked about right now, everyone believes in Nolan McLean. But with Sproat and Tong, we've seen small sample sizes, some good, some bad. What do you think their apexes can be if they reach their full potential?
Yeah, it's interesting. They're really different, right? Like, you know, McLean, just you feel like he's got everything, right? Like he's an ace, right? You look at him and you say he can be an ace. Tong, I just feel like he's so young. And Sproat was figuring it out. Now, Sproat seems like to me, just based on the fact that he was a college arm, he's a little bit older, he's got more of like a refined repertoire to him. He's not going to light up the radar gun, but he knows how to pitch. And then you've got Tong, who's got all of these metrics out the wazoo, and you're just like, wow, he wows you. But like, has he put everything together yet? It was really exciting watching all those guys throw, right? But they weren't supposed to be in that situation last year. They were supposed to be in AAA continuing to develop. Now, they held their own for the most part. Jonah got roughed up there later in the season. But, I mean, these guys, they have so much developing still to do and that they're going to develop, whether that's a AAA next year or at the big league level once again. So, you know, right now, you look at Sproat and you see a more refined starting pitcher, a guy that you know can go out there and get it done. And then with Tong, you see the upside, right? You see the spin. You see the way he's funky, the way he hides the ball. So like, if it's hard to predict where they would be. Like, to say that Brandon Sproat's a really solid number three, number four starter, is that fair? I don't know. The guy's had four or five starts in the major leagues. Like, I don't know how you put a label on it, but that's what he looked like. A guy that could be a really solid major league pitcher. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, a guy doesn't have to be an ace. You need a really good number three. You need a really good number four to be a good big league team. And then you look at a guy like Tong and it's like, wow, the numbers jump out. Could he be an ace? Could he be a reliever? I don't know. You know, it's just like there's so much uncertainty and so many variables with these guys because of how young they are, but the ceiling's there. They've proven they can have success at the big leagues. They just need to put it all together.
And I'll say this, and Terry Collins once told me this, and I'm not comparing him to Jacob DeGrom. I'm not giving you that hot take. But Terry once said to me in the playoff game up against the Dodgers in that game five where DeGrom didn't have his best stuff, he pitched through that. And that's when he knew that, okay, Jacob DeGrom is great because when you don't have your best stuff, you become a pitcher in that moment. I saw stretches last year in the small sample size with McLean where even when he didn't have it, he still battled and he found a way to just get through it with what they were asking, which was pretty big to do down the stretch in a playoff race.
Yeah, no question. The start against Philadelphia is the one that stands out because he was dominant, right? Like, had everything. Eight innings, just absolutely, he shoved. But the start for me that I remember the most being like, okay, this kid's different, is the start that he had against Detroit where he didn't have it. He didn't have anything in the first two innings. And he just figured it out, and he gave them six when they desperately needed it because there was that long stretch where only David Peterson had gone six innings. Nobody else was going six innings. And through the first two innings, you could tell he just couldn't spin it. He didn't have his breaking ball, so he was relying on his fastball, relying on his changeup, which is a really good pitch. And then he said something in his press conference after the game that really stood out for me. He goes, I just didn't give up on my pitches. I knew I had to figure out a way to get around them and win using the two that were working, but having the confidence to still go back and use the ones that I didn't have the feel for and eventually was able to figure it out. And to me, that just showed a maturity that for a kid that was thrust into the spotlight and basically promoted to save the season, and for him to pitch the way he did, I think it just speaks volumes to where his ceiling is, which I couldn't even set it because I think he could be that good.
Pat McCarthy here with us. What about Carson Benj like, if it's up to the Mets this year, they may have to expedite his timeline. How do you think they view him in their plans for this season?
Well, clearly they're very high on him, you know, because they've gone out and they've cleared space for him. And he clearly has something that they like, right? You know, what is it? I couldn't tell you. I mean, but he's got good pop. He's got good defense. So the eye test tells you, all right, he's really good. But we know that they go beyond the eye test. They look at the metrics. And for a guy that only has a handful of at-bats in AAA and wasn't great at AAA last year, but they clearly see that he can impact this team at some point in 26, whether that's as the opening day center fielder, opening day left fielder. I don't know whether they think he's a corner outfielder, whether they can play up the middle with him. But they clearly think that he can impact this team at some point in 26, definitely in 27, because if they didn't, they'd go out and sign somebody to a three-year deal to come play center field or go play left field. But they're trusting Tyrone Taylor to be out there and play really good defense, and then they're going to figure it out until Benj can get there to play either one of the left field corner or in center field once again. So I haven't seen enough of Benj to know for sure what, but he's a first-round pick. He's a tremendous athlete. These two-way guys coming out of Oklahoma State, there's just something about them that the team likes. I remember talking to Robin Ventura a couple of years ago when they had drafted Benj, and he had coached him at Oklahoma State, and just talking about what a tremendous high-character kid he was. And at the time, he was talking about McClain as well, because McClain was still hitting at that point, still pitching. We were all like, wow, is he the next Ohtani? Little did we know that he was going to turn into this ace pitcher when he gave up hitting. But when talking about Benj and talking about McClain, just talked about the character of them as well. And we definitely saw that with Nolan, what a high character guy he is and how heady he is. And same thing, from what I understand, same thing with Benj, that they just think he's got a really good head on him that is going to allow him to succeed at the big leagues.
Pat McCarthy, how do you think Mets fans are going to be talking about Jorge Polanco at the end of the season?
I think he's going to be a really solid player. Like, and everybody wants the superstar, right? The pick that blows you away, that goes out and is an all-star and, you know, drives in 100 and hits 25 bombs and bats 300. But you need solid players on your team. And I think Jorge Polanco is going to be a really solid player. I thought it was a great addition. He earned a lot more money because of what he did in the postseason, and I think there's something to be said about that. Guys that have gone out there and had success in the postseason. What role is he going to play? I don't know. Is he going to be the first baseman? Is he going to be the designated hitter? Is he going to be a super utility guy? But he's going to play 150 games at some point and at some position, and I think the Mets fans are going to be really pleased with Jorge Polanco because he has the track record. He's a winning player. And again, everything I've read is he's a really good clubhouse guy. And he is a really high character guy. So I'm excited. I think it's one of those signings where nobody's going to get blown away by it, uber excited, because it's not the name recognition that everybody wants. But when you talk about Sproat, where you need a really good number three to be a really successful team, you need a really good player like Jorge Polanco to be a successful team. And he's a winning baseball player. So I was thrilled with the signing.
Last thing I'll ask you, just you look at the Mets losing Pete. That one doesn't surprise me. I thought it was a flip of the coin when the season ended. Diaz, I was stunned by, especially since he winds up with the Dodgers. But with that being said, right, Diaz out the door, Pete out the door. Now you got to move on. I'm fascinated by Devin Williams this year because Diaz did it, right? Struggled in New York and then bounced back. Devin Williams, to me, even though it was at the Yankees, was terrible last year. And now that's maybe the most intriguing part about this team for me. How is he going to be able to bounce back mentally? And clearly this is a guy David Stearns believe in going back to their time together in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's a guy 2 years ago that the argument could be made he was the best relief pitcher in all of baseball. There's a reason he's won that award twice. There's a reason he was a rookie of the year. He's special. And yeah, there's no sugarcoating it. He struggled in the first half of the season with the Yankees last year. But I think there's something to be said about the fact that he didn't waver. And he's still back here in New York. He wanted to be back here in New York. And he's coming over to the Mets where he thinks he has a chance to succeed. But he's a massive X factor because you can't win if you can't win the ninth inning. And that's what was great about Edwin Diaz last year and in 22 was that he was going to lock it down. And we saw it in 23 when he wasn't there to lock it down. And at points we saw it in 24 when he couldn't lock it down. That you need somebody to win the ninth inning. So I'm surprised Diaz is gone. I didn't see that one coming. I'm with you. I'm not surprised Pete's gone. I thought that was kind of the writing was on the wall with that one. But Devin Williams is going to be a really key piece to this Mets team. And if the Mets go to the postseason this year, it's going to be because Devin Williams was the Devin Williams from Milwaukee, not the Devin Williams from the Bronx. So it's intriguing. I hope it works out, because if it does, he's going to win a lot of games and save a lot of games for the Mets. And obviously David Stern sees something in him and sees the guy that he had for all those years with the Brewers that he thinks can be a solid replacement for Diaz.
He's Pat McCarthy. Pat, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this.
Anytime, Zach. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.